To my horror, I could even hear the moist, smacking sounds of its mouth. It seemed to be standing up on top of something, I couldn't tell what. Stretching out toward me were two bundles of what I thought were probably rolled-up fabric, which gave me the impression it had chewed its way up between them, spreading them apart as it went. It was eating something Yoko must have left there in the room. I was just about to shut the door, for I was frightened it might run out into the corridor with me, when I heard a woman's moan. Then suddenly, from beyond, where the rat was chewing, a head raised up, and Hatsumomo was looking straight at me. I jumped back from the door. What I'd thought were bundles of rolled-up fabric were her legs, and the rat wasn't a rat at all. It was her boyfriend's pale hand protruding from his sleeve.
"What is it?" I heard her boyfriend's voice say. "Is someone there?"
"It's nothing," Hatsumomo whispered.
"Someone's there."
"No, it's no one at all," she said. "I thought I heard something, but it's no one." There was no question in my mind Hatsumomo had seen me, but she apparently didn't want her boyfriend to know. I hurried back to kneel in the hallway, feeling as shaken as if I'd almost been run over by a trolley. I heard groans and noises coming from the maid's room for some time, and then they stopped. When Hatsumomo and her boyfriend finally stepped out into the corridor, her boyfriend looked right at me.
"That girl's in the front hall," he said. "She wasn't there when I came in."
"Oh, don't pay her any attention. She was a bad girl tonight and went out of the Okia when she wasn't supposed to. I'll deal with her later."
"So there was someone spying on us. Why did you lie to me?"
"Koichi-san," she said, "you're in such a bad mood tonight."
"You aren't the least surprised to see her. You knew she was there all along."
Hatsumomo's boyfriend came striding up to the front entrance hall and stopped to glower at me before stepping down into the entryway. I kept my eyes to the floor, but I could feel myself blush a brilliant red. Hatsumomo rushed past me to help him with his shoes. I heard her speak to him as I'd never heard her speak to anyone before, in a pleading, almost whining voice.
"Koichi-san, please," she said. "Calm down. I don't know what's gotten into you tonight. Come again tomorrow."
"I don't want to see you tomorrow."
"I hate when you make me wait so long. I'll meet you anywhere you say, on the bottom of the riverbed even."
"I don't have anywhere to meet you. My wife watches over me too much as it is.